When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at EyesightAssociates.com.
This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. Today on the show with me, Ronnie Coleman. Welcome to Q&A with Koloff.
It's good to be with you, brother.
Well, it's good to have you with me, Ronnie, and I'm looking forward to hearing what kind of questions you have for me. But before we get there, let's touch on who, for our listeners, who Ronnie Coleman is. Give us a little insight about your family, where you're living, and what you are doing.
Well, my name's Ronnie Coleman, and I am married. Been married 33 years. I have a son who's in the ministry. He's a pastor in Knoxville, Tennessee at Heart and Soul Church. And my daughter, Madison, is married, and she's my worship leader at Soul Quest Church. I have five grandchildren. I have three boys and three grandsons and two granddaughters. And so God has been super good to us. I started a church here in Jackson, Tennessee, 9 years ago. It's Soul Quest Church. I left a church in Florida where I was pastoring, and I just felt really led by God to plant this church to reach lost people. I mean, really lost people, not transfer growth from other churches, but to go after the hurting and those that felt helpless. And God has just done some big, big things in our midst. So I'm a blessed man, brother.
Well, and indeed you are. Congratulations, by the way, on 33 years of marriage. You know, in today's world, those types of stories are milestones. And So congratulations on that. How'd you and your bride meet? Just tell us real quick how you and your bride met.
Well, actually, in a small town in West Tennessee called Milan, Tennessee, there was a Shoney's restaurant. Now, you can't find many of them anymore, but she went to one church in town. I went to another church in town, and the youth groups got together after church on Wednesday nights, and they both came to Shoney's, and we kind of fellowshiped together, two different churches, which is pretty cool. You don't see that a lot anymore either. But
right.
And she caught my eye, and I'm like, hello. Hello, hello, hello. And the rest is history.
As the old cliche goes, the rest is history. And children and grandchildren later, the rest is history, right?
Yeah, and people ask all the time, how do you do it 33 years? I say, yes, ma'am. You know, whatever she wants.
I've got a buddy who says it this way, happy wife, happy life.
That's it.
Well, that's...
Matter of fact, right now, I dropped her off in a shopping center and told her she could spend... You know, well, she's going to tell me what she's going to spend. But anyway, she's having fun shopping while I'm talking to you.
So. You gave her the credit card? Or did you give her cash?
She's got a debit card. So if she comes out saying that it wouldn't take it, she spent too much.
It got denied. Oh, that's awesome. Well, good for you. Bless you guys. Now listen, now you also, in addition to having the church there in Jackson, Tennessee, the Soul Quest Church, which follow you on social media. Love what you guys are doing. And I love what you said about, you know, reaching the lost, the downtrodden, the brokenhearted, right? The forgotten man and woman, right? That you know, honestly, some churches aren't interested in having in, right? Let's just be honest.
But
you guys are.
Yeah, I mean, we have a church. We average 20 to 30 first-time guests every Sunday. And many of them, you know, we have people come in that are high, that are still buzzed and hung over from the night before. You know, on Friday and Saturday night, they're in the club. And Sunday morning, they're invited to our church, and they give their life to Christ. I can count in 9 years on one hand how many Sundays we've had where somebody did not get saved. Maybe five Sundays in 9 years have we had a Sunday where nobody got saved. People get saved every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
And people ask, pastors ask me, how is that possible? I said, well, you just preach the gospel. I don't care if you're preaching on giving or the family or marriage or whatever you preach it on, you always come back to the cross.
Right.
When you come back to the cross and you give people an opportunity to respond to the message of the gospel, you know, the Bible says if you call upon the name of the Lord, you will be saved.
People are convicted.
When the Holy Spirit of God convicts hearts, people get saved.
Yeah.
That's just the way it works.
That's amazing. Well, praise the Lord for that. And before we get to your questions, I do want to ask you, too, because I know you have more recently had a real heart for Africa, more specifically Ethiopia. Take a minute and tell us about that experience.
Well, my pastor's been after me for years. I say my pastor. He was my pastor growing up. Now he's a full-time evangelist, but he's been after me for years. He's been 20 times to Ethiopia. And before that, it was South Africa. But he's been after me, and I never could find it in my schedule to be away for 14 days. That's a long time to be away when you're a pastor. But 3 years ago, I went for the first time, and I'm hooked. I'm just hooked. And I just got back from my third trip. We just saw over 100,000 people publicly respond to the gospel. This last trip, the first trip, we saw over 130,000 people respond to the gospel. And it's just amazing the hunger that's there. You start preaching the gospel, they just flood in. I mean, they just come in attentive, tears flowing down their face, just broken. You know, the Spirit of God is just working in Ethiopia like really nowhere else on the planet right now. It's just amazing.
So out of curiosity, so over 100,000 coming to Christ, obviously the gospel message, but they're coming through a personal invitation from family and friends or you know, would you say is the main draw to bring that size of crowds together?
Well, here's what we have scheduled crusades at night, and this is where the churches put together crusades. But during the day, we go to them. We rent trucks, and the big flatbed trucks with sidewalls on them. We put big speakers in the trucks, sound systems with our translators. We go into the markets. When I say market, I'm talking about where you go and you buy your produce, or you go and you buy chickens, or or goats, or whatever. I mean, this is the old school markets. And when you go into these markets, there could be 10 to 20,000 people in these markets at one time. And when you go in, they see this guy from America come in, they flock around the truck by the thousands. And with this big, huge amplified sound system, we preach the gospel and we see people responding to the gospel. It's just amazing. It's really amazing.
So last question. So are many of these people most likely hearing the gospel for the very first time?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're going way out in the unreached,
out in the
as
bush.
A matter of fact, yeah, this last time, Haile told me, Haile Tefera is the guy that organizes all our trips for us. He's Ethiopian. But he said, where we're going today, they have never heard a white man preach.
Wow.
And so it's just amazing, you
wow.
know. And
yep.
they're great people. I mean, you always have some, you know, that would either be demon-possessed or crazy or a little bit of both or whatever. You know, I've had rocks thrown at me, and this last trip right. all we had was some fruit thrown at us. But for the most part, they're just like sponges. Like,
yep.
please give me the gospel. Tell me about Jesus. Give me hope.
Boy, that's refreshing, isn't it? It's a different
absolutely.
Picture than America, but anyway.
yeah.
For the most part. But, well, hey, let's segue to I want to get to your questions. It is Q&A with Koloff. So let's fire away your what do you got for me today, Ronnie? What questions?
Well, I mean, for me, I've followed you on social media for a while now, and mutual friend Frank Shelton kind of introduced me to you, and he said, you need to go check this guy out. And so I've been watching you, and I feel like that I know you, even though, you know, we just haven't really officially met, other than talking on the phone or what have you. But I don't know your story about how you came to Christ. And I would just be interested in hearing, you know, where that was, when that was in your life. At what point did you feel the convicting power of the Holy Spirit of God, and how you segue from the wrestling world into, and that's another question, I guess, from the wrestling world into ministry, where you are today?
Yeah, the tug on my heart. Well, the short answer is, and it's funny because people ask me, you know, whether it's in an interview like this or face to face and in person, you know, a variety of different questions. I'm like, well, you know, you're just gonna have to go buy the book, you know. But ha ha ha. But no, the short answer, you know, I didn't grow up in church, and just like I didn't grow up in Russia. A lot of people have finally figured that out. There's still a few out there though who have not. I hope that didn't burst your bubble just now, Ronnie. But
I know.
But you know, yeah. So I didn't grow up in church. Didn't grow up, you know. You know, the Russian persona is something I built. You know, that character into the wrestling world over the years, and was successful, but was really unfulfilled when I walked away from wrestling. My last match against Big Van Vader, November 1992, and just searching. You know, what's life hold next for Nikita Koloff? I had some health clubs. I'm like, I don't want to do this the rest of my life. You know, what am I going to do? And you know, I met a Christian couple through some Dick and Charlotte Elston, through some other business ventures that I was involved in as well. And they would eventually invite me to their church. I would eventually accept that invitation. And that very first service, I walked in 17 October 1993. Looking back, I sensed something different walking in. And of course, at the end of that service, an invitation was given. And I will say this, you know, it's not like I was oblivious to the story. It's not like I had never heard the story of the man Jesus, you know, who lived and was crucified and died and rose again. But that story never made the 18-inch trip from my head down to my heart. And it was on that day I had kind of an aha moment. And knowing why I was unfulfilled, and so I was first one to the altar, got on my knees, repented, asked the Lord Jesus into my heart, and I could truthfully say, if I had died that day, I would have died a fulfilled man, because the sense
Amen.
Where there was unfulfillment, all of a sudden that sense of unfulfillment was filled, and from there. You know, it just I dove in head first, and then from there, I don't know if you want me to address the other part of the question, then how from wrestling into ministry, if you want me to address that or not.
Yeah, I'm interested in that.
Yeah,
so
I didn't just dive right into ministry, and fortunately I had some good mentors who discipled me. In fact, it was about a 5-year window there. From October of 1993 till the latter part, the last quarter of 1998. So there was a 5-year window there where I just went out and got my hands dirty. Like I just wanted to learn to serve, and you know, I'd never done any kind of construction or anything, but we had these men's groups of you know, that would go out overseas and help build churches and help build
right.
a Bible school and those sorts of things. And so you know, I went to the island of Trinidad and helped build a church. I went to the island of Tobago, the sister island, and helped build a Bible school. And then I had my first trip to Africa, Angola, Africa, and went for 3 weeks to help build a church over there. And then they wanted me to dedicate the church before we left. And I'm like, I'm not a preacher. What do I say? You know, and but the Lord had deposited some things in my heart, you know, in my spirit the month leading up to that. And the Lord's like, hello, remember all those things you've been, you know, jotting in your journal? I'm like, oh, okay, I'll say that, right? Had two interpreters, and so that kind of made that somewhat easy. And then I went on some mission trips with my oldest daughter, Taryn, her youth group as a chaperone and kind of a, quote, security guy to South America, and to Colombia and to Moldova, my former, you know, motherland. wink, wink,
right.
Wink. Singapore. Yeah. And so 5 years, I just did all of these international trips. And in the meantime, was being discipled by my pastor, Jay Stewart, and other men of God that were mentoring and discipling me. And then in 1998, the Lord just opened the door really wide open through a 5-minute prophetic word, called out of a crowd of 600, had a 5-minute prophetic word spoke over me, and the doors just swung wide open. Now, fast forward to today, you know, I've been to 36 different countries and territories, all 50 states. You know, I've stopped counting at 1,200 churches that I've preached in. You know, Lex Luger and I do conferences and camps, and got a radio show, TV show, books, and I never in a million years would have dreamed of most of that. So God is good. Yep. So
That's
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so pretty amazing journey as I look at it now, looking back. And of course, all that, you know, the wrestling part of it, Ronnie, just became a you might say a platform, or you know, Jesus said, "I'm going to make you fishers of men," right? Which you're so good at. Anyone who follows you on social media will figure out you are good at fishing for men, right? And so the bait, I'm not a fisherman. I know you do things with a very famous fisherman, right? What's his name?
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Call Off for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to calloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world. You're listening to The Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
You're listening to The Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Yeah, Hank Parker.
Hank Parker, right? So
yeah,
Hank knows all the kind
of the best.
He knows all the right bait, right? To catch any particular fish. And so in our case, you know, the what's cool about the Lord is, you know, whether it's a Ronnie Coleman, you know, a Pastor Ronnie Coleman, or Evangelist Nikita Koloff, or a Robbie Dillmore who's sitting in front of me here, or anyone else, you know, the Christian car guy, God will use, you know, a Harley Davidson rider, you know, a motorcycle, you know, who gets radically saved to save guys in motorcycle clubs, right?
That's right.
And
that's right.
I say this.
Go ahead.
Well, let me just finish. So I like to say this, and I'll throw it back to you. God spoke through a burning bush. He spoke through a donkey. Now he's speaking through a professional former wrestler. So there you go.
That's exactly right. I was just going to say, my son has a tattoo across his chest, and it says, "Nothing is wasted." And it's, you know, it's the whole idea, you know, God uses whatever, wherever we've been to open up doors, you know, once he's redeemed us and saved us, to be a platform or whatever to get the gospel to other people. I got a church full of former drug addicts. Matter of fact, we were having our first mission trip, and everybody had to get a passport. Well, half the people that wanted to go on the trip couldn't get one because they're felons.
You know, so they didn't qualify, right?
They didn't even qualify. I have one guy, literally, there was a 33-year meth addict, and he was in a hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, about to end his life. His sister goes to our church, sent a sermon that was on YouTube that I preached entitled, Don't Go Down Without a Fight. He listened to that sermon, gave his life to Jesus in the floor of the hotel room, and and this doesn't happen in the real world except for God. You don't get over being a meth addict immediately. God did it in his life. He
set him free.
Set him free immediately. And I'm not saying sometimes it takes time for people or whatever.
Right.
But set him free immediately. And now this guy has been saved to 2 years. He's already got a 501c3. He's got a heart for reaching people. He 12-step programs are okay, he says. But if that's all it is, if you have that without Jesus, it hardly ever works.
Yeah, I just need Jesus that one step.
Jesus has got to be there.
Need
and
that.
So he is now forming, you know, this. And what I'm saying is he uses wherever we've been. Nothing's wasted. Wherever we've been, in your case, it was wrestling. You know, in his case, it was a 33-year meth addict. And God now has given him platforms to speak. It's just amazing.
Well, two things you'll appreciate. One, the nothing is wasted. I have an acronym that for now, no opportunity wasted, right? Now.
Oh, I like that.
Do it now. Do it now.
Right.
Don't procrastinate. Don't wait. Do it now. No opportunity wasted. The other thing you'll appreciate is Uncle Ivan. Remember Uncle Ivan Koloff, the Russian bear?
Yes.
And invited him to a revival. I didn't know he was there until I saw him at the altar. And I traveled with the man, and I can testify and tell you that night he went to the altar and was touched by the power of God, as you said, but God. He was set free and delivered from tobacco addiction, alcohol, drugs. I don't know another cuss word even came out of his mouth after that night at the altar, but that's part of Ivan's story. We got time for one more question, Ronnie. Have you got one more for me?
I had one question. I've seen Facebook and Instagram, a younger guy with your last name. Is that your son?
No.
Okay.
So let me go back to Ivan for a moment.
Koloff, isn't it? Am I remembering correctly?
You are. I'll give you a little quick backstory on that. Okay.
Okay. But
before I get to that, let me tell you what somebody just the other day said about Ivan and I. And they're like, man, you look so much like your uncle. I'm like, well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. You know, not realizing Ivan wasn't a relative of mine, although we were connected by the blood of Christ. So we became brothers in that regard. And he was, you know, as much an uncle as any uncle I ever had, and became one of my best friends, you know, from the wrestling business. But it was funny how they talk about the resemblance. You look so much like Ivan. I'm like, even back in the wrestling days, people would say that. They'd go to Ivan and go, man, Ivan, you and Nikita look so much alike. Well, Alexander Koloff, okay, here's the quick backstory on that. Alexander Koloff has had a 15-plus year career in pro wrestling and came to me. We connected a few years back and had the idea. He like, man, I really like him and another guy. I'd really like to extend the Koloff name in the dynasty of Koloff. And I'm like, all right. So I studied these guys and put them through the grind. And I'm like, okay, yeah, maybe. And so what we did is we did our own little kind of like video vignettes of that journey. And at the end, surprised them by saying, okay, you've earned the right to adopt, you know, the Koloff name. So you are my, quote, adopted nephews, right? and so Alexander became an adopted nephew, actually wearing a championship belt right now for one of the organizations in Georgia. But so anyway.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
well, that's not a real spiritual question, but I was just curious.
and for the record, so he's walking with the Lord. He came to our camp, our man camp. It was impacted, came back and staffed our man camp a couple times and has served. And he's become just such a dear, dear friend. Alexander has. And I'll frequent his corner. Not that he needs any aid from the Russian nightmare, but hey, anything can happen in a pro wrestling match, right, Ronnie?
That's right. You never know.
You never know. I appreciate you. I know in Tennessee there, I'm sure you probably grew up watching Jerry the King Lawler and many of the greats over there. Sting, I think, started there in the Memphis area, I believe. Don't quote me on that, but I think Tennessee, Sting had
the
to start
dogs.
There. The Moondogs. Yeah. Wasn't it like the Rex Moondog. And who is it? Rex and who's – do you remember the other one?
I can't remember their names, but yeah, the Moondogs and Coco Beware, who changed his name. What did he go from Coco Beware to?
The Birdman or something.
The Birdman.
Yeah, when he was with WWF. And Vince McMahon was famous for doing that. He was famous for you know, changing, you know, somebody's character or whatever. I remember when Barry Darso, I went to high school with Barry. He was down in Louisiana wrestling with Nikolai Volkoff. People confuse me with him sometimes. And then we brought him into the Carolinas as Crusher Khrushchev, and we became the six-man champions. And then he let me know he was going to the WWF at the time and was going to form this demolition tag team and wanted me to be his partner. And I'm like, Barry, man, you know how hard I worked on Nikita Koloff getting this character over? I don't want to just abandon that character, right? And so, he went, and of course he teamed up with Bill Eadie, who had been like the mass superstar in the past, and of course they became Axe and Smash and had a great career up there. But Coco was up there with them and mm-hmm. of course the King Lawler and many other guys up there in the WWE.
I think Jerry's still wrestling every now and then.
You know, I think I've heard that rumor. You know, some guys, Ronnie, just don't seem to know how to give it up, do they? So
no, it's probably difficult to do.
Now, one last little caveat to that note. So when I first broke in, I told Ivan and Don Kernodle, who was his partner at the time, they were the NWA Tag Team Champions, and I informed them I'd be out of active wrestling, out of in-ring wrestling by the time I was 35. And we'd argue back and forth for like 2 weeks, and finally I just gave it up, stopped arguing with them. Well, fast forward, I was 33, getting ready to turn 34, when I made the executive decision, you might say under my own terms, to just walk away. No fanfare, no nothing, just walk away. And so achieve the goal I had set for myself, little knowing that 11 months later, I'd find myself at an altar, surrendering my life to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So,
wow.
Well, Ronnie Coleman, one more time, tell folks how they can learn more about Soul Quest Ministries.
Well, you can find us on Facebook, and also our website is soulquestchurch.com or soulquest.church, either one. And you can find me on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram at Ronnie Coleman Ministries. There's another real famous guy named Ronnie Coleman. I'm not him.
I'm an
Mr. Olympia like 11 or 12 times.
Yeah,
of all time.
Yeah. You're the white version of him. That's all
I'm
you
not
are.
Not him,
Ron.
I promise. We're both bald headed.
You are, but and you're pretty jacked. So I'm just saying. So you may not have won Mr. Olympia, but anyway. Hey, I look forward to the men's conferences that we're going to tag team on. And thank you so much for being with me today, Ronnie Coleman, Jackson, Tennessee. Absolutely. Thank you, sir. And thank all of you.
Thank you, brother.
And
I'm going to have you also at Soul Quest soon, okay?
I accept that invitation. I look forward to it. And so, and thank all of you for tuning in every week. Q&A with Koloff. God bless you. Go out and live a God-filled day today. Thank you, Jesus.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for your pastor? Well, look no further. Bless him with a trip to the Holy Land with yours truly, Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. I'll be hosting this once-in-a-lifetime trip December 27, 2023 to January 5, 2024. Your pastor will never be the same.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.